We'll take just a few minutes to talk a little bit about our discussion that we began last week, how Jesus calls us to a life that is a life that, as we understand it, is filled with grace, a life that's lived by grace. And, you know, really the question that we have to ask ourselves is, can I really live with God in Jesus today? Or is that something that I can only do when I reach heaven? I understand that our relationship with God when we reach heaven is very different than the relationship that we have now. But can I have a relationship with God right now? And we know that we have a problem. Every one of us understands that our sins separated between us and God. Isaiah 59 at verses 1 and 2, the prophet said, "The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, or his ear dull that it cannot hear, but he says, your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." I have to find a way to deal with that. Romans 3 at verse 23, the apostle says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." None of us can say that we are not sinners. And we know that. Yeah, that's the problem that we have. We know that. And so knowing that, we turn to God. And we say, what can I do? And God has described that for us. He gave us a way to return to God. He described works that he calls obedience. And that's how we're going to get closer to God. And we know that. We understand it. And so what we do is we try to somehow approach God. And because God loves us so much, he extended his grace to us. He let Jesus come here, thinking that that would be enough. And what did we do? We rebuffed the offer of grace, and we kept on sinning. We killed Jesus. Everything that God could do. But we wanted sin more than we wanted God. And so we come to that recognition and we say, I want to stop sinning. And so we do more works of righteousness. We try harder to stop sinning. We look down deep in ourselves and we say, I need to stop doing this. And you know, even when we're successful and we attack sin and we stop part of our sin, sin's still there. That's what Paul said in Romans, the 7th chapter. That's what we were reading last week. So I need to repent. And I need to pray for God's forgiveness. And I need to be more careful to repent for my sin. And still, even when I do that, some sin still remains. We're going to talk a little bit tonight about understanding what sin is. You know, I think that's one of the reasons that God gave us the Old Testament. That's what the Apostle Paul told the Galatians. It made sin appear to be sin. And so we're gonna spend some time talking about that tonight. And we're going to talk about how we sin inadvertently. We sin in ignorance. And sometimes, as the Apostle Paul said in Romans, the 7th chapter, we didn't want to do what we did. It's those sins that the Apostle Paul says, I do what I hate. That's the sin that remains, and we've got to find a way to deal with it. We've got to find a way to break down this wall of sin so that we can come to God. And fortunately, God's going to help us do that. So we'll continue our discussion. Jesus calls us to life, and it's grace that we have to rely on. So join us tonight if you can. We'd love to have you join us. We'd love to have you think about what you can do and to think about what God does for you. But we're going to stand in just a minute. We're going to sing a song. It's a declaration of God loving us so much that he was willing to say, come be with me. If there's something we can help you with, then by all means, we want to do that. If you want to put on Jesus, we haven't talked about how you do that. We haven't talked about what that means. But if you know what that means already, we'll help you do that this morning. You can be baptized. And if you don't know what that means, we'll sit down with you and we'll talk about it. We'll look at what the Bible says. You can understand how to put Jesus on. And if you're still struggling with sin, you're in good company. Paul did it. We all do it. And we repent and pray and ask for God's forgiveness. You know, James said that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And because of that, he said, confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another so that you may be healed. Let us know we can help.